from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But the coolest thing about being diehard baseball fans is that baseball is the one sport above all that I truly believe reveres its history more so than anybody else. I'm currently watching the Euros. I will watch Copa America. Oh. The Stanley Cup is on right now. The TV's in our room. The NBA Finals ended the other day. We're in, like, NFL's bigger than it's ever been in its entire life. But nothing understands history better than baseball. And on this day at age 93, we lose the great Willie Mays. Now, there is a fun baseball thing a la Field of Dreams going on in Alabama in a few days to celebrate Negro League, as their stats have now been conjoined with Major League Baseball. This is a great time to celebrate how important and how amazing the Negro Leagues were. And the question was, will Willie make an appearance? And Willie said he would not be able to make an appearance. And I kind of was like, interesting. I can't imagine he's got more going on, but he is 93. I wonder how things are going. And the news came across the headlines, what, maybe an hour ago, that Willie Mays at 93 has passed away.
The Say Hey Kid. Amazing life. I mean, at that age, I think everybody says we get to the point that you got to celebrate it more so mourn. I mean, you make it 93 years, you've lived a good life. And we lost some legends in the sports world recently, but losing Willie Mays, one of the most iconic players of all time. Obviously it's sucks to see, but again, 93 years young, that's a hell of a life.
So I'd like to use the next couple minutes to just kind of chat a little bit about Willie Mays. You're looking at a .301 career batting average. That's 23 years in Major League Baseball.
Man,
you know me, dude. My limit's 301, 300. So Willie makes the cut.
I have to remember, is it 300 great hitter? Is that the demarcation for you?
300 is a great hitter.
Okay, and then it was 270 is a good hitter?
Is an okay hitter. There's no good. You're okay or great.
There's no in between.
No.
I feel like okay
is math, dude. It's math.
I feel like okay is very much like, yeah, I'll give it to you. Like, if you're a good hitter, like, I feel like an okay hitter is like 250. A good hitter is 270. A great hitter is 300.
I would probably say,
I feel like that is the Joe Fisher line.
Okay. You're right. I was being a little sticky there.
The Fish-Oza line.
An okay hitter is 270.
I think that's a
good hitter is 285.
Okay, so you're
a great hitter is 300. I think that gap right in there is tighter for me than anybody else. Mm. Like if I look at Albert Pujols' numbers right now, and I don't know what they are, but if his career batting average is 298 and not 300, that might be an exception to the rule because he was a great hitter.
All right, we're digressing. Willie Mays, great hitter.
301 career batting average, a 557 career slugging. I think 660 home runs. I think one of the most important things about Willie Mays, other than the fact that he is one of the first prominent black players in baseball to be recognized in his greatness, is he tags along, not tags along, but he is at the forefront of the move west. He's a New York Giant. There is a time in New York City where your center fielders are Mickey Mantle for the Yankees, Duke Snider for the Dodgers, and Mays for the Giants. And that is absolutely insane. Dodgers moved to LA. Giants aren't far behind them to San Francisco. And that's really where Willie Mays becomes the greatness that he is. He is a wonderful human being, to all accounts that say it. And I think the most fun thing to talk about with Willie Mays is in 1999, when they had the all-century team at Fenway, there was only two center fielders. It was Willie Mays and Ken Griffey Jr. So if you sit here and you love Griffey, like most of us do in our age, there's a lot of people that say Willie's better.
I would probably agree. I mean, it's not like I was watching a bunch of Willie Mays as a young kid. It was more so growing up to learn about him and seeing.
Well, I talked to Swag the other day, and he watched them. He watched him as
Swag,
a young kid.
Yeah, watched him as a 20-year-old. I'm sure he enjoyed that in his college days.
Hold on, everybody!
But I just remember growing up hearing the name Willie Mays, seeing the numbers, and then if you're a diehard baseball fan, seeing the 1954 World Series catch on loop at any opportunity, that is one of the most iconic plays in sports history, to where that type of catch, anytime in baseball when it's done, an over-the-shoulder grab deep in outfield, deep center, and you're making a catch like that, leaving your feet, or even just an over-the-shoulder grab like that, it's a Willie Mays catch. What it's been known as for ever since then.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And the funny thing about the catch in the World Series is we all know the video of the catch, but when you're in the game, the actual game, it's the fact that he threw it back into the infield and prevented a run from tagging up and scoring.
Yeah, the throw is just as impressive. He bombed that
thing. Like the catch is the highlight, but the throw is what saved the game. He is a 21-time All-Star. He won two MVPs.
I think that's second most all-time for All-Star appearances.
Yeah, probably.
Well, only to Hank Aaron, I believe, with 25.
Okay.
I think Stan Musial's up there as well, from what I was looking at earlier.
You're talking about today. Hammer and Hank and yeah. Stan the Man against the Say Hey Kid. Like, geez, these nicknames are phenomenal.
Well, and just the longevity.
Can I get a nickname like that?
What,
Patrick the Hat Trick?
Ooh, no, that's a hockey. Garbage. That's a very white guy hockey.
Soccer. As well.
I'm sorry. We're in North America, I think, hockey.
1951, he is the Rookie of the Year for the New York Giants. Two MVPs, 1954 and 1964. That's fun to win an MVP 10 years apart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 gold gloves.
12, actually.
Oh, it's 12?
12, yeah.
Well, I can't
57
count.
57 to 68.
I can't count.
Just don't want to sell the Say Hey Kid short, man.
It's Willie Mays.
I have a Willie Mays memory moment. I was in San Francisco when I was 18, 19, something like that. Me and my friends went down there for a concert, just a day trip, and we were drunkenly. Did I say that I was 18, 19? I mean, we were soberly walking around San Francisco, and we were outside of the Giants ballpark there. I forget what they call it now, but we were
Oracle. I believe it's
Oracle. Yeah, Oracle
that
Park.
Sounds right.
Yes, we were outside Oracle Park, and there was no game going on. There wasn't anything happening, so it was very just dead around the stadium. So we were kind of like looking in the crevices of the stadium to try and get a peek at the field and the stands in the outfield, and there was the Willie Mays statue out there. So all the three of us, we each took our turn posing in front of it, trying to look cool as 19-year-olds in San Francisco do without their families around. And so I have a picture floating around somewhere of me posing next to the Willie Mays statue in San Francisco.
I have a picture of that statue in 2015. I went to a Giants game. The only time I've been to that stadium was 2015. And I went to a Tuesday game against Arizona. And I think Matt Moore was thrown against Zach Greinke, against the Diamondbacks. And I went to the statue and I stood there and was like, wow, that's a cool statue. And then all of a sudden it hit. It was like, wow. Willie Mays. Wow. Just incredible.
Well, that's kind of what it was for us, too. It was just like, dude, this is the Willie Mays statue. Like, mm-hmm. we got to get a picture in mm-hmm. front of this. Like, it mm-hmm. was like no hesitation.
So rest in peace to Willie Mays, one of the greatest. I mean, is Willie Mays a Mount Rushmore guy? Has to be.
Yeah, just because of A, the longevity of his career, and B, I think he was one of the... Because Jackie Robinson just didn't have quite as long of a career as he
right,
did.
Right.
The breaking color barriers, and as you said, the move to the West, you know, yeah. of baseball, I feel like he's responsible for a lot of, like, the current day celebration for what baseball is.
I think the old school guys, the Mount Rushmore is what? Babe, Garrett... Mays and Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
That's probably the old school. That's probably the four.
One quick stupid little thought just to kind of round this conversation out. I had no idea until Willie Mays passed away about this. Two All-Star games were held each season in MLB from 1959 through 1962. So if you're wondering, that is how Willie Mays played only 22 seasons in MLB, but had 24 All-Star game appearances. That one was kind of wacky to me.
So rest in peace, Willie Mays. If you don't know Willie, just look at some highlights, and just an amazing ambassador of the game and always a smile. And you got to love guys that, yeah, he had a little time in the Mets, but he'll always be a Giant. That's a storied franchise, and baseball loses one of the good ones.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.